I'd like to start from the Maramokam Siv Dalid. We have here on the Maramokam Siv Gimel with the Bir Halacha over there, with the Primogodim and the Bir Halacha, that Machlokes. But since we were talking about the Din of L'Alter last week, what's considered L'Alter, we should start with Siv Dalid here and then we'll go back to Siv Gimel. I mean, the point is we're not going through every single halacha and Shulchan Aruch and Mishneh Berurah. It would take too long. Hopefully everybody will get a chance to do it. But we're just trying to highlight the Yesedis and then go through with from those Yesedis the basic halachas and get the halacha l'maisa from there. So la'alta we said already, really, it's based on the Gemara of what's considered a heter of Beirer, which in the way we're understanding it, what's considered the Maisa Achila? What could you classify as not a Maisa Breira, as a Malacha of Breira, but rather you can classify it as a Maisa Achila, which is the normal way of eating something. And that we said, it seemed to be variations in the Gemara. Even one opinion in the Gemara was just for that day is considered a Derech Achila, Ula's opinion. Or some held of who was done with such a minute amount, a Pachis Mikashir, you do such a little amount, that's also considered a Maisa Achila. A Breira, the way they're looking at it is you have to look at Breira sort of in the broader context, that you're setting yourself up for a separation. You're setting yourself up to sorting things or to separate things or to get rid of all the psalas, the unwanted the items in this mixture, to then have the mixture free of this psalas to use as a later date, tomorrow, a week later, a month later, for storage purposes. That's the understanding of Beira. Till we narrow it down to Abaye's opinion, Berva Eichel La'alter. Berva Meniach La'alter. It has to be done for immediate use. So that we explained last week. Immediate use is only the time that it would take to really for a person to prepare for that meal. That would be mutter for Ber La'alter. So you'd have to take only the Eichel, and it has to be done within that time frame, which is the normal amount of time it takes to prepare for that meal. And you can't have the preparation done, and then yet there's some time left over, which you purposely set over to do something else, to read a book, or to go to shul, or to do anything else that doesn't pertain to the preparation of the meal. That's already too far. That's the Zman of La'alter that we saw. Now we'll see, there's actually another type of la'alter. Two types of la'alters we'll see. So let's see Siv Dalet. Siv Dalet says, where is it on the sheet?
Huh? The
towards the bottom on the first page. Haber
Pselis
Mitecha
Eichel. What are you doing? These are the old methods.
Yeah. Oh, no, here's the new ones.
Yeah, I thought we only used them.
The new ones, it should say Chav Beis. Chav Beis Tevis. Yeah?
We got it. Second. Hey, sheer hay. Yeah.
Alright, we gotta get rid of the old ones. Okay. You have to be buried the Pseilas from the Eichel. Habayri Pseilas from the Eichel. Someone who separates Pseilas from Eichel. Avila Beyodei Achas. Even if he does with one hand, he is chayiv. That is considered a maisa breira, and a person's chayiv on Shabbos, chayiv meaning chatas. He did it b'shoigeg. V'afilu hagov, afilu ha'eichel maruba. We paskin that even if there's more eichel, v'yesh yesh eteh b'breis ha'eichel, even though there's a salad, and there's a few olives in the salad that the person doesn't want, or let's say actually there's some spoiled lettuce, which is really you notice after the person makes the salad, you see that there's some lettuce which really is it's impossible to eat. No one would eat it. It's real psilis. So instead of taking out, let's say, those 5 pieces of lettuce, you would actually have to take out all the good parts of the salad and then put it on a plate, and it's for immediate use, and that will be mutter. Do you have to actually use your hand? So I don't know if we spoke this out in the past, that if the reason that you're using a utensil is really the only that your hand shouldn't get dirty, the Achrayim call that a yoda arichta. They just consider a long hand, it's an extension of the hand. Not like the hand of Basia Baspar, but a similar idea is you want to make the use the utensil in place of your hand because you don't want to get your hand dirty, or it's just not proper etiquette to stick your hand in the if there's people around. So therefore you're using your hand. We'll see when we talk about Bera Bikli, when do you step over the line if it considered your hand or an extension of your hand, and when do you consider it that you're actually using a keli to perform the Bera. So you're not allowed to be Bera Pselis from Eichel, as the Mishnah Berurah says over here. As the Shulchan Aruch says over here, and then the Ramah adds, even if the Eichel is more, and it'll be much easier and less bothersome to take the Pselas out, nonetheless, you have to always be Bera the Eichel. Let's go to the Bir Halacha here. You sit here, Bera, yeah. The Bir Halacha is the next Maram Malkum at the bottom. Habayra Pselas Miteich Eichel. Says the Mishmur Zelash and Aram, huh? The Mishnah Berurah speaks about that. What's the because there's a case later that there would be a difference between using two hands and one hand. So maybe it's a little bit of a deviation. Still, when you're just picking it out, there's going to be no difference. That's why he points it out. Good. Says the Bir Halacha, Bir Sevtecha, Zehehu Loshan Rambam. This is a quote from the Rambam. Even if you're going to take the pselas out, even for immediate use of the oichel, you're going to eat right away, it's aser. Because if this is for a later time, like we had learned, that if you're not doing it for immediate use, if you're doing it, let's say you're being buried at 9 o'clock in the morning for a suda that's going to take place at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, even if you're separating the good from the bad, you're taking the oichel out of this mixture, you're still chayiv because it's for a later time. That's not mutter. Now the Mishnah Berurah says Yeshla is topic. Im shem beirer munach davka kishabeirer mikaidim umeichin lecha la'alter. Perhaps this whole discussion of beirer is only when, like we've been talking about, you have a meal coming up, and you want to know how much time before the meal do I have to prepare, or am I allowed to prepare this mixture for eating? So, is it? Do I have a 20-minute window of time, or we said if you have preparing for a large audience, so you could have maybe it takes an hour or two to prepare, so you have that amount of time. But that's all when you're being beirer mikaydim umeichin lechal alta. That's you're preparing something to eat. Avalim be'esa achila gufa she'eches biyodei. You're in the middle of eating. You're in the middle of a meal, and you're holding something, and you have a reitzel echol, and you want to eat an item, and you see you're about to eat something. This is a very practical case. You're about to eat your piece of fish, and you're about to put it in your mouth, and you see on the piece of fish, and your fork, you see there's a bone sticking out. So what would you do during the week? You just pull the bone out and then eat the fish. Right? That's what you would do. Or you're eating. This is not such a good example, but it's an example of beer. You're eating cherries. Yeah, so cherries have a little stem that come with it. Huh? The stem? I don't think so.
What about the fat on meat?
Or the fat? The fat on meat? You mean that you don't want to eat?
Yeah.
Okay, the fat on meat that you don't want to eat. And you're about to eat the piece of meat, so you just want to cut away the fat and eat the meat. Or you're about to eat a piece of watermelon, and you see there's a little pit over there. So you take your pinky, flick out the pit, and eat your watermelon, right? So the Bir Halacha says that maybe that would be mutter. Now how could that be mutter? The Mechaber just said, if you take the pselas out of the eichel, even to eat right away, it's chayav achatis.
That's the yisod.
He has to have a rishon to say. That's his suffix. He's presenting a suffix that maybe this should still be mutter, even though you're taking the bad out of the good, taking the pselas. Maybe it should be mutter. What's the suffix? Vareizel echem moitzi hapselas. You take out the pselas mashlichay and you throw it away. Leishayich beirer af she'ose davazeh kodem achila. Even though you're doing it before, actually you have the item in your mouth and you're in the process of eating. The zeh derech Michael. Maybe that should be considered also derech achila. In other words, again, like we've been saying, the yisayit is not if you're actually separating something, not if you're actually freeing your food from substances that you don't want, but rather can you classify what you're doing a Maisa Breira, or could you classify it a Maisa Achila? And so long as you can classify it a Maisa Achila, that's mutter.
So that's the important point. It's not can you classify as Maisa Breira. That's not what we say. You can classify this as Maisa Breira if you want it, conceptually.
Yes.
Can you classify? It's only the, you know, it's like one of the Rugged Travers Chi of Shlila type of Hadars, right? It's only here, the way the Mishnah is going, it's mm-hmm. only the Chi of Sari. If I can, the Chi of say it's Maisa Achila, I don't really care if the Shlila I could say that it's a Maisa Breira, right? That even if you look at it as a Maisa Breira, that's exactly opposite of the Thaisis that we learned. That Thaisis that we learned, and that what they're rejecting in the Shulchan Aruch, that if it's Ochavi Tabu Sola, you know, if the Ochavi's Bruba and Thaisis Bruba, right? So Thaisis is saying if the void of Maisa Breira at all costs, the key there is to void the Maisa Breira. Here, what the Mishnah Berurah is saying, based on the Ramban, is the key is to be in within the rubric of a Maisa Achila, even if you're performing the Maisa Breira. That's what Machlokes would think would be a Chazon Ish that's coming back, right? That's the point.
I hear you. What you're trying to say in terms of as long as you put it into the category of Maisa Achila, you're okay. But once you get into that, once you step over the line, you say this. You can classify this Maisa as a Maisa Achila. Then I don't care anymore because then it's not a Maisa Breira.
No.
You can't tell me it's both.
Why not?
Because if it's a Maisa Breira, then you can't do it on Shabbos.
I'm not saying that it's both. What I'm saying, but you have to say, that's what the Chazon Ish, why is the Chazon Ish stressing that we need a Derech Achila and E.F. Shalassos Binyanah, right? He needs both of those. Why does he need both? Because the Chazon Ish requires that it's both a Maisa and that it not be in any way classifiable as a Maisa.
Let's wait for the Chazon Ish. Let's wait. We could argue about how to understand the Chazon Ish after, but let's first argue about the Bialaka.
And also the Ramban says, because Ramban says, yeah. I forget the lashon he gave it the first day, the Ramban says it's Zeb Zeb Boyer, right? He says Zeb Zeb Boyer. When he talks about the Tosfos,
right.
Thing about the
Merubah or not,
he says Zeb Zeb Boyer, and but as long as you're involved in Hetera, so it's what? That's all that you require. You're involved in Hetera. Then it's mutter, even though he agrees that psalos mitochoko, that the rochem mitochos could be a boyer under, you know, viewed as a boyer under circumstances where the psalos is moved. You see that's the soul that Rabban's laying down.
Okay, let's see. So let's see what he says here. So his suffix is, again, do you say, even though you're doing it before the actual eating, maybe this can be submitted the way of eating, and if you do something in the way of eating, it's mutter on Shabbos. Or maybe there's no difference. I mean, there's no difference if you do so before, let's say, we'll call before the meal, or you do so in the process of eating, with moments before you're about to put this item in your mouth. That's his question. Now let's you would have to put the fish in your mouth and then take the bone after that. You would have to put the piece of watermelon in your mouth and spit out the pit. And you would have to put the cherry in your mouth and spit out the pit and maybe spit out the stem. Maybe that's what you'd have to do. That's his question. Or he has this other heter that we know that you could take some of the food with it. So you take some of the fish with the bone, take some of the watermelon with the pit, and some of the fruit with the stem.
Is that why you filter fish? No. Or is that
how you filter fish? Okay, good. Yeah, we'll get to that. Good. So that's his question here. Umotzasi. So he says, I started to search. Umotzasi b'sefer Birkei Yosef shekosav shenechlegu b'davar mari abulafya umari tzahaloin. So the Birkei Yosef says, this seems to be a machlokes achronim. So the Birkei Yosef's opinion is a machlokes achronim. Okay? Shemari abulafya mekel umari tatz oiser. What's this case? Mitam ze osir lahashlech hazvuv min hakoyis elam ken yishba gam ken tzatz mashke ima. So this case actually is brought in the Ber Hetev, Sivkot and Beis, where the Mario Balafia says that if you have a cup and you notice there's a piece of hair in your drink, right? No one wants to take a drink with the hair in it. In his case, there was a fly in the soup, a fly in your cup, right? So what do you do? So the Maria Bolafia said, just take the fly out, throw it out, and drink your drink. Or in the more practical case, you have a piece of hair or a crumb fell into your drink, a piece of challah fell into your drink. He says, you take out the crumb, you take out the hair, and you can drink. So says the Maria Bolafia.
Is there a difference between whether it's the nature of the food or something foreign? Well, there's one thing if you find a piece of lettuce that is spoiled.
Right.
Lettuce. It's among the lettuce that you want to eat. Is there a difference between whether it's a foreign object that has nothing to do with the food, as opposed to something that's intrinsic?
So we saw pretty clear from what Taisa says that it will be no difference. Because Taisa says even if you have two good foods, but one of them you want now, one of them you don't want now, so one of them is deemed... both foods. So that's for sure, Psalus. So, but yet the Maria Bolafia says you can take it off, and the logic seems to be, says the Bir Halacha, the logic seems to be is that because I'm about to take a drink. This is not like preparing for a meal, where I take, let's say, all my barrels and see what I'm preparing in terms of to get rid of all the psalas. This is I'm about to drink, and that's considered a derech achila.
Picking the cup up to your mouth, you see there's a fly.
Yeah.
What can you do? You have to remove the fly. You can't drink around the fly.
Yeah, that's for sure. You have to remove the fly. Question is, how are you allowed to remove the fly? So the Maria Bolafia says you can remove the fly because it's right before you're about to drink this thing. The Maritatz says, no, that's also Beira. Maritatz happens to have another heter, which happens to be a very important heter for Beira. Maritatz says, if you have one fly swimming around in your drink, he says that is not a mixture. For example, you talked about gefilte fish, yeah? You have a gefilte fish, and they put a carrot on the gefilte fish. Okay? This is already many decades, people are trying to figure out why exactly, who made that up, that a piece of carrot goes on the gefilte fish. The only good explanation I heard is that it could be used as a mushel. Someone once said that an eifrif, the eifrif is the simcha for the chassid, right? But yet the minig has become that the father of the kala comes to join in the simcha by the eifrif. Yeah? So what is the kala's father doing by the eifrif? It's like the carrot on the fish. That's all. It just has to be there. Like, that's the way it comes. That was the best explanation I had. Okay, but all jokes aside, they have this carrot in it. So some people don't like carrots, yeah? Now, if you take off the way you don't want, that seems to be Berer Pseilas Mitecheichel. But with this Maritatz, this new Yisrael of the Maritatz, that you, in order to, and this is a, the basics of Beira, you have to have a mixture. And what he's explaining, that if things are so clearly definable as already separate, that's not a mixture. So what he says, any solid item in a larger liquid content is not considered Beira. One fly in a bowl of soup, it's not Beira. Beira has to be that you have to somehow differentiate between what's good and bad. The case of the lettuce. You have to differentiate and get those bad pieces of lettuce out, or there's items in the salad you don't want, you have to take those out. You know, in many of the cases, or fish and bones. It's somehow stuck into the fish, that's considered Beira. But if something is so easily distinguishable, that, says the Maritatz, is not even a case.
My question. A foreign object doesn't even belong in it.
But it doesn't matter whether it belongs or not. The question is whether it could be considered a mixture. So it doesn't matter if it's foreign or not. It matters in terms of how mixed up it is. So he's saying a fly just floating around in the soup is so... Now, it could very well be that if you have vegetables and you have noodles or you have black bean soup, then you would, of course, that the fly is also considered mixed up in the soup. No question about it.
Your challah example might not be good according to what you're saying.
Because it blends into the...
That's embedded in the soil.
Yeah.
It's floating on top.
Right. It could be if it floats to the bottom or it gets mixed in, somehow camouflaged. That would be considered better. But back to this machlokes that the Birkei Yosef is saying, the Maria Abu Lafia says if it's for... You can't see immediate use, because immediate use we know as right before the Suda. This is in the process of eating, you just pull out the undesirable object. That's that other heti, you take some of the food with some of the bad. The hitirag mitamaka, like we just explained. Because of Abeg Yosef, the mistimas apaiskim shlechil kubaze. The fact that the Mechaber just writes, Aboy Reb Salem Tekoichel, Afil Biyodachat Chayev, he didn't give any cases which are mutter, meaning there may no distinction. Whenever you take Pselus out, says the Mechaber, Yechayev Achatas. Why? Why don't you tell me that if it's while the process of eating, then it's mutter? So it would seem in Mashma, the Pselus bin Tekoichel, Afil Boy Ben Zeh Chayev. So, the Beit Yosef says it is a machlekes achreinim, but it would seem to be from the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah that they did not go with this heter. They didn't go with this heter that in the actual process of eating is going to be mutter. However, says the Bi'al Locha, ubinoisi besvarim ubatsasi
sharishayin. It's the process of pre-eating. Eating everyone has
If you're eating, we'll call it pre-eating. Pre-eating. That means you're about to eat. You're about to put the item into your mouth. You're about to put the cup to your mouth, and right before that, you now. How much time do you say? You know, it takes this person, 2 seconds to put the piece of watermelon in his mouth. It takes this person 10 seconds, which is part of the Chazainish's whole argument on this heter. Well, how are you going to be, alter 2 seconds is okay, 10 seconds is not. The Chazon Ish Tainas, he said, how can you make a difference between immediately and immediately?
That's on the other side.
That's his kasha.
On the longer side, towards the meal, in the mouth. He agrees also in the mouth, you can do it.
In the mouth, but he's saying, but if it's any time before you eating, so how do you say 2 seconds is okay, but 10 seconds, so he says, I don't understand you. Because here everyone agrees to pull out the fly or to pull out the bone from the fish before the meal, even if it's 5 minutes before the meal, is not mutter. The only question here is that while I'm in the middle of eating, we have this new type of derech achila, a new type of la'alter. Says the Bi'al Locha Matzasi Yishrei Shreinim Pligi Bazeh. So I see what the Birkei Yosef seemed not to find. The Bi'al Locha says, I found it's a makloikis Rishreinim. Dehine, Bechidushi Haramban Muchach Kedivei Maria Bulafi Anal. Says the Bi'al Locha, in my opinion, the Ramban actually is lenient in this case. The Zeh Lashon Ramban Belikuto Val Shabbos Taf Ayin Dalid Debirim Askel V'Chimut. And we had seen, I think in the first year we had seen this Ramban. Pirish Misvara Kosova Rabba, this is all the Lashon Ramban. And here's the point. She'ein Derech Breira Bekach Ela Ke'oichel U'motze P'seilas Bechaticha Shehu oichel, umafresh pseilas mitech oichel, shemutter. Now, whose heter is this in the Gemara? We had 5 opinions in the Gemara. Everybody remembers the 5 opinions, right? Ula, Rav Chista, Rav Yosef.
Well,
he had Rabba. But okay, we had Ula, and Argamar was Ula, Rav Chista, Rav Yosef, Rav Amnuna, and Abaya. And Ula said you can do it for that day. And Rav Chista said you can't cook for that day, And therefore, if Chissa said you could do pachis mikashir. Now his girsa was Rabba said you could less than a shear. Which the Gemara then asked Rabbi Yosef, are you allowed to cook pachis mikashir? Are you allowed to cook a small amount? Right? So what was Pshat and Rabba? Rabba, you yourself understood that doing things that for a shorter amount of time, less of time, that's not going to be matrid. So the Ramban says, because what Rabba understood is that in order to classify Beir as a Maisa Beir is, you're dealing with a certain amount of food, Pseilas and Eichel, and that you separate to have for a later time, or even for later in the day. But if I'm taking it out a minute amount, says the Ramban, you know what that's like? That's like eating. How else do people eat? I mean, the Torah can't tie our hands behind our back and say you can't eat on Shabbos. So as a person is eating a piece of watermelon, he finds a little piece of a little pit, which is less than the shear. So Rabbi says, you take that pit out and you can eat your watermelon. That's what the Ramban says. It's like one is eating and he finds pseilas in the chatichah shuach and the piece that he's eating. Umafrish pseilas and he separates the pseilas in the eichel shemutter. So how do you? Here we're going to have a machlokes between the Mishnah Berurah, the Be'alacha, and the Chazon Ish, how to translate the words of the Ramban. And I guess Habaycher Yivcher, you know, how would you read it? How would you read what the Ramban means? The Ramban says, "Ke'oichel u'matzah pseila b'chaticha shu'oichel." Well, we ask you, is the Ramban talking about the pieces in your hand on your fork or the pieces in your mouth?
Because
the issue is, you have to prove the other way that you have to say the Chazon Ish. And say, I'm going to be chaver all over, right? The one who wants to make the Chiddush has to bring the Chazon Ish, not the one who doesn't want. In this case, I mean, I don't have to make a proof. If I'm just understanding what the Ramban is saying, if you understand the Ramban is going one way, I think that's enough of a proof.
Yes.
But it's the Lashon of the Ramban is certainly ambiguous enough that you could really go either way. So the Bir Alacha understands that it's ke'oichel, that someone is about to eat. That's how he's explaining ke'oichel. He's about to eat and he finds pseilas in the chaticha that he is about to eat, and therefore he takes the pseilas out. And we'll see the Chazon Ish says no. It's ke'oichel, someone is eating and the food, the fish is in his mouth, and then he finds the bone in it, then he can take it out. The truth is, you could ask on the Chazon Ish. How do you understand the Chazon Ish? Why is that not pseilas mitekeichel? The fact of the matter is, you're taking the pseilas out. Right? I have it in my mouth, and then you're allowed to pull out the bone, he says. Or you're allowed to spit out the pit from the watermelon.
Right. There's no question that Dutch.
No, no, it wouldn't be Dutch over here for. Or taken, right? You can chew up the carrot, even though you've been taken, but you can't do it right before you put it into your mouth.
No, but that still goes around. Right. That still goes around the issue that we discussed, because we're expanding that out there. That's what their appeal is. Torah says you can eat. Everybody says you can be taken with food in your mouth. You can do braver with food in your mouth. Right? Which is how far back are you expanding? That's the real question. Does it expand out to the Shas and Yidula? Does it expand back to inside the meal? Does he span back to before the meal? That's the question.
Right.
There the Chazon Ish makes sense. Why should Shas Achila be more like in your mouth than before the meal or during the meal? That's what he said.
Right? Yeah. So
everyone
so.
Agrees that it's an expansion outside of the fact that Torah allows you to eat. That's where it's coming from.
So I mean, as I was thinking, you could say, you could take the bone out of your fish while it's in your hand, or like you're saying, you could eat the fish and then want to separate, spit out the bone. But what if you put the fish in your mouth and you put it in such a way so the last thing that you get, then you got the bone. So
the bone is sticking out.
Maybe that's what he means. You're about to eat it means you haven't actually chewed it and done the achil on it. So that's mamish like you're eating that. You chew your vegetables, you crush them. It's not tofing because you're chewing.
Right.
the same thing. You chew up your watermelon, you spit out the pit, there's nothing. You didn't do anything. You ate the watermelon. But if you put the watermelon in your mouth, and the last thing you do is you just kind of wipe away the seeds, so I'm sure that could be borer.
But it seems like the Chazon Ish.
So that's the question, is how do you define it?
No, see, so the question is, even what does the Chazon Ish mean then?
Maybe that's what he's saying.
How far did they...
The Chazon Ish himself has difficult cases. That's the thing. I'm going to use a peach, but it doesn't mean a peach. You know, when he cuts the fruit in half and he's holding water, they say, well, you have to define, all these things are going to have some line, you have to define it. Is that ultimate up at this point? So,
but, right? Again, let's for a moment, because the Chazon Ish argues on the whole premise of the Be'er Halacha's way of understanding the Ramban. So you look here, the Chazon Ish, second to last page. Siman Adalet, Sif Aleph. So at the end of Sif Aleph, we'll go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, about 8 lines up from the bottom of the Chazon Ish. Here's a new one.
The second page?
It's the third page.
Where are we going? The Chazon Ish. Yeah, no, you have it here. Chazon Ish here.
Okay. All right. Are we all on the same page?
Yeah. No dollar.
Yeah. So in Sifkan Aleph here, let's go about 7 lines up from the bottom of Sifkan Aleph, right in the middle line. It says, "Uva Mishne Brura."
Yeah. Right.
"Uva Mishne Brura Sham Pirish Dasa Ramban Dafila Chaticha Sha'oiches Biyode La Oichla." Even a piece that you're holding in your hand to eat, you're allowed to take out the pseiles. All these cases, to take out the bone from the fish, the pit from the watermelon. Dim kain, if that's what's mutter, afilo yesh bechaticha pseiles harbe. V'kevei ha'atzim le'boirera, mutter. U'mehecha b'sigal on zed, the mutter. Does that mutter? Says, if that's the case, if you say it's mutter right before you're about to eat it, so he says, let's say I have a watermelon that has 10 pits in it. Yeah, and I can't stand the pits, and I want to take them all out. So it could be you're going to sit there for 2 minutes, start flicking out all of the pits from the watermelon before you eat the watermelon. So he says, how could that be mutter? That's not right before you're about to eat.
But it's derech achila. I mean, that's what the mishabur is saying. Derech.
Yeah. Now, in other words, the mishabur would say, you know, he says v'mechilas kveidah chazanish. That indeed is mutter. Well, that case should be mutter.
Once you're in the Derech HaFila track, you've left the Brera track. You show me that something looks like Brera, so do it in your mouth. It looks like Brera. I agree. If you make the case that I'm doing Tolkien on Brera in my mouth.
Right.
It doesn't matter at that point. I mean, I feel it. It's not what I what I'm not, it's what I am. What he's saying is, no, it's also what you're not. You got to not be Brera. You can't have an active Brera then, you know, that it's going to be identifiable. That's exactly why he requires it. It's not for the heter of Kilo. He wouldn't allow it at all, right? But say you need
I think
that he learns from Kilo. For that, he requires always twice.
Can we go back? Let's say the Mishnah Berurah, I mean, the Be'er Halacha is certainly, that's his understanding. And that's what he said clearly. His suffix was, if I'm about to eat. Now we know that one of those, until now we always knew the only way to get derech achila is if you do it for immediate use and you're engaging in the oichel and not the pseilis. That could be achila, that can't be bayra, right? That won't be bayra. But if you're engaging in the thing you don't want, that would be bayra. Now he's coming with a new heter. No, even when you're being involved in taking the pseilis out, I'm still classifying it as a maisa achila since you're doing it right before you're about to eat, and that's just the normal way of eating things. Fine, that's the normal way of eating. So, that you would have to judge each case, how much is considered already too much time and is not considered that I'm about to eat, and that which is exactly the Chazanish's question. What are you going to say? What if I have a lot of psalas to take out? That's also derech achila. That's not derech achila. That's already that's a ma'aseh. That's his question. Now, but what? How does the Chazanish understand the Ramban?
No, the Ramban in the sense it's in his mouth.
It's in his mouth.
Just that Ramban, but except the later Ramban had.
No, but like this.
The first part of the Ramban, he understands as being in his mouth, so that's not where there's nothing to discuss.
He says
it's the later part of the Ramban that you have to deal with. The Ramban discusses what derech. How does the question is, how does Chazanish understand derech achila? That's the question.
So when he brings the Ramban beforehand, v'cheinu lashon haritva. Now let's go. Let's read what he says. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines in from the top. In the middle, because of a Ramban. It's like he finds pselus in the piece that he's eating. This is the way I understand the Ramban and the Ritva. He takes out from his mouth the piece of the bone, of the pebble. Since it's such a small amount, you have to do it with your hand. Taking it with using a utensil will be osir. But while he's talking to Farish, that you're holding the piece kaidim shenasim, but before you put it into your mouth, the vade lamaidim askinon. Well, we end up according to Abaye Shita. You have to do it miyad, and you have to do it with the oichel. It would only make sense to gamach atichah shuwan oisin l'seich piv osir levayrara. You would not be able to be bearer even that piece of fish that you have and you're about to put in your mouth. You can't pull out the pselus. In other words, he's saying that what are the two arguments over here? It seems like the Mishnah Bialach wants to learn the Ramban. If you're dealing with just like a small piece that you're about to put into your mouth, that's okay to pull out the psalus. So his argument is, you know, again, how are you going to say what size piece is okay? This size, yes. This size, not. I mean, if you get a big piece of fish, then it's no good. It's hard to define what's considered a small enough piece that wouldn't be considered a ba'is brera. So or the case of, well, how are you going to be distinguishing la alter sharegel la alter shol shah? How are you going to tell me that a second before you eat, oh, that's considered la alter, but 5 minutes before is not la alter? That he doesn't understand. So that's why I think he's not saying that wouldn't be derech achila. He's just saying, how could you tell me there's a new type of derech achila?
I think that's where I'm not
understanding. Right.
That's the
Chazanish type.
If you want to apply this hetter, so now you have to, within this hetter, you have to say, well, 5 minutes before is not okay. A BP is not. You're going to have to come on to the side of the revolution. That can't be the chilul.
Right.
That seems to be the
Not that he's understanding it, conceptually. There's a difference between derech achila and ma'aseh breira.
I'm not arguing here. I was already going when he talks about kilul. True, I read ahead. But when he talks about kilul, so then according to him, ma'amish kilul like completely makes no possible sense because you have no souls with no possibilities. Right. He's closing off souls with no. But by kilul, he said, here we have. That is allowed. So what is it that makes that allowed? So he says, because you can't do a pinyanot. So what he is saying, in fact, is that I hold from derech achila. This is not the machlokes that we showed him that we posited. Shinui versus
right.
He's going down the derech achila track.
Also hold
but
that.
You can take, according to him, solus mitochotam, under the heter of kiluf, that you can do.
Oh, so because only when it's EF should be an after.
That's right. Where only when it's EF should be an after. So that, for him, is derech achila. When it's EF should be an after, then it's not EF should be an after. You know, and all these other other arguments are true. Then it becomes so what is the requirement of EF Shabbat? EF Shabbat. So until then, he's saying that if there's something that's not completely biyad, biyad, and ochem mitok psolus, then we define that as an act of brayer. It's only where it's EF Shabbat and ochem that he allows for that. So that's what he's saying.
Yeah. But yeah, but so where the Chazanish is arguing and saying that you can't tell me there's a newsman of immediate use because it's immediate, I'm about to eat it, or it's only a small amount, which is exactly how the Bi'al Lach is understanding the Ramban. That when you're dealing with such a small amount, like the Gemara says, Pachis Mikishir, a small amount, and about to put it in your mouth, says the Bi'al Lach, the Chafetz Chaim would say, I understand from the Ramban, indeed, that that's a new type of Heter of Breyer, that's a nice Achila, a new Derech Achila, different than the half hour before the meal where you're preparing, where even a tiny bone you wouldn't be able to take it out, right? Someone's preparing fish for, let's say, for a young child, a kid won't be able to take the bones out, and preparing, let's say, 10 minutes before the meal together, that would be also equated to be halacha, 100%. But at the same point, if the kid is about to eat a piece of fish, so then the adult is allowed to pull out that bone, and then the kid can put the food into the mouth. That's what the Bi'al Lach is saying.
How does the Chazanish define the word laughing? What's the alter about that? Saying something with your words in your mouth, right?
No, the alter is always when you're taking the oichel mitay pseilis. Then you have to alter whatever, let's say, Chazanish actually has to be mamish samach l'tzuda, let's say half hour for l'tzuda. But that's only when you do the oichel. Here we're dealing with, you want to find the hetter when you're taking the pseilis out. On that, the Chazanish says, you know, if you could find me, there's a new type of derech achila, and a new type of immediacy, then I would agree with you. But how can you make that chilek?
Why is it that an easy chilek to make? Sometimes if someone says, like, give me that piece of watermelon, so you can say, oh, I have to take out all the seeds first. Or if someone says, give me that piece, and you give it to them, there's one seed, they flick it off and they eat it. It seems like it's a very basic chilek. Like, if you have a whole pile of nuts, so you have to shell all the nuts before you eat it. Or, like, there's one thing, flip it out and eat it.
No,
the person thinks, I have to take out all the person might even think, I don't want to eat that watermelon, because I have to take out all the seeds before I eat the watermelon. Everyone thinks it's like a separate avoda they have to do before you eat the watermelon. As opposed to if you have one seed sitting on the top, it's not, a person's thinking, I'm ready to eat this right now, flick it, then they eat it. I mean, it seems like it's an easy chilek to make. I don't know why the Chazanish says, you have to make the chilek, and then he says, because you have to make the chilek, you can't live with it. It seems like it's an easy chilek. Like, what do you say to your kid, like, I just have to do this first? So the Chazanish would say, if you have to say, like, oh, I have to do this first, that's awesome. But if you say, like, okay, it's ready right now, and you give it to him, that seems like...
It says it's trying to make sense.
I'm saying, everyone, the Chazanish is arguing you can't make that chilek. It seems like it's a fine chilek.
There's a difference between sitting and, you know, having an assembly line for watermelon, pulling out things, and clicking on one. So he's sort of saying, where do you draw the line? I think it's sort of pulling pits out of, you know, out of watermelon would be already bow rare. But eating is to flick away the pit according to everyone. But Chazanish is...
But the Chazanish conceptually is... Time is not a chiluk chazanish, or the
money
is not
right.
I mean that seems to be his issue. The Mishnah Berurah, the Bi'al Lach, takes that approach. He said this is part of my sechil. You can do it right away, fine.
Right.
But the Chazanish doesn't see the time factor or the effort factor as a chiluk. In Mamela, so since you don't have that as a chiluk, so there's no difference conceptually for the Chazanish between flicking the one seed off or pulling all the seed off.
I'm saying,
but he doesn't hold that chiluk.
Even if it is something which is going to be very quick, if a person looks at it and thinks, first I have to do A, then I can eat it, so that's what I'm going to say, it's us there. And then in a person thinks it's ready to eat right now.
But conceptually, he tells it's not a chiluk. The Chazanish looks at him, once you're going to pull it out, once you can say that's mutter, so then you have to say it's mutter to take it out 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
To prepare to do it. Yeah. So Mamela, since it can't be that 5 minutes ago, everybody would agree that 5 minutes ago you couldn't do it. So he says you can't do it right away.
I think the difference is, Misvara, you know, you could make logical arguments, this I would classify as eating, this I wouldn't, it's true. But I think that Mishnah Berurah and Chazanish both would agree that we could argue a whole day about such a svara. But I already found this in Machlokes Achronim. And the Birkei Yosef says, look at the Shulchan Aruch. He didn't distinguish between right before or not. So the only thing you could try to do, well, let's try to find someone before the Shulchan Aruch. So I'm trying to find a Rishon. Well, maybe there is a Rishon that actually did make this definition of derech achila when you take the psalm. Is there someone? So now they're just arguing really in terms of the lashon of the Ramban. did he mean that or not? And if he did mean that, then we could bring all the svaris and say, oh, that's probably what he meant. He probably meant that that's considered derech achil.
Because the Ramah is not absolutely definitive, you're right back into the argument of the Achronim, right? I mean, you can't.
No, guy, because I think the Mishnah Berurah didn't see the Chazon Ish's way of learning. He says, this is the way I learned the Ramban.
Earlier,
right. Right. The truth of the matter is, and this Shrisas HaShabbos, which we've quoted before.
Yeah, and it has to be, but it has to be just saying, it's Rabbeinu Hananel who started the whole thing off here, right? Because if you just read the Gemara, you could say, Abaye says, La'al. Period. That's it. And Rabba says Shav Kamara Nachmein. So we passing like that. It's Rabbeinu Hanan who's saying that, and we also require Biyad, and we also require
the Oichum Tev Seilu. Because if you learn Abaye La Alter, you can do La Alter.
He supports the Rambam. The Rambam's father, Rabbeinu Hanan. Exactly. So now we're just asking: does it always hold, or can Derech Achila cover some cases of souls mitoch Oichum? We're searching for such. Yeah. You could ask about Biyad the same thing.
Actually, if you look at the Gross says that this haber of seven derech is chayiv, he says from the halacha of Tormason.
Right.
What do you need the halacha of Tormason?
What's Tormason? I don't know.
Oh, but
it's a whole strange case in the Gemara where it's actually you're taking the item which you end up wanting to eat, but since it's not edible at the time you take it out, it has the din of pselus. Okay. And that's also. So what do you need to come out? Just say, Abaye, doesn't Abaye say that you would have to do oichel?
No, it's
there. It says no. Abaye doesn't Rabbi really say
that.
Right.
Says that.
Right.
It's clearly.
Yes.
Right.
The fairish. Yes.
Sorry.
Right.
I'm getting old.
So yeah, and that seems to be the way the understanding of all the pricing were, that even Abaye says you have to do the oichel, you have to do biyad, and you have to do it the miyad. So really, the Chazon Ish's argument on the Bi'ur Halacha, someone preceded him in this. There's a tshuva from the Pnei Aryeh. It's Rabbi Aryeh Lev Mistavitzk, who lived in the same time as the Chofetz Chaim, and he wrote a tshuva. And in his tshuva, he wrote a letter to Rabbi Yisrael Meir HaKohen, who just came out with his Mishnah Berurah, and he says, "I saw you wrote in the Bi'ur Halacha in Shinites that this is the way you learn the Ramban," and he says, "That's not the pshat in the Ramban." So he actually wrote a tshuva to the Chofetz Chaim and said that that's not the way the Ramban. He says the Gamar Ramban yoded the Oser.
Where's this starting?
No, I didn't. And I tried. Maybe you'll find it. I tried to find it. It's Shut Pnei Aryeh Simon Lamites. I couldn't find it anywhere. And when I was in Lakewood, actually, in their
Eitz
Svarim, in their library, I did once see the tshuva. But I don't know if it must be online somewhere. Yeah, I couldn't find it. So he wrote to the. He wrote to the Bi'ur Halacha the same argument. He says, you can't tell me that. That's not what the Ramban means. Ramban obviously means that you do much in your mouth. So two things. So first of all, the Chidush HaRan on our Gemara, who seems to say like the Ramban, adds one word. Where the Ramban says it's ke'oichel u'matzah p'seiles b'ta b'chaticha shu'oichel u'mafrish ha'p'seiles mitech oichel shemutim. The Chiddush Aran says like this: K'matzav seilu mitecha ticha shemafresh ha'oichel mitecha oichel ve'oichel, and then he eats it,
right.
Which would clearly indicate that the Chiddush Aran in this quote of the Ramban that is talking about like the Bi'ur Halacha, that right before you're about to K'matzav seilu mitecha oichel ve'oichel and then you eat it, so that. That's my own raya, that the Bi'ur Halacha's way of learning the Ramban. The Shvisas HaShabbos actually has a different raya.
No one else saw that.
No,
you're the only one who saw that.
Yeah, no one else brings that raya, but I feel comfortable saying a raya like that because the Shvisas HaShabbos brings his own raya that the Ramban, the way of learning the Ramban is indeed like the Bi'ur Halacha. Why? Because there's a Ramban later on Daf Kuf Mem. I think it's Kuf Mem Beis. Huh?
Yeah.
Kuf Mem Dalet. So that you're talking about there's a case of a bunch of barrels of wine, and you want to take out a barrel from the middle. The problem is there's some stones on the barrel in the middle, so it's a problem of mukta. How do you get rid of those stones? So the Ramban over there in one of his ways of permitting it, he says, well, you can just take off the stones right away and take it because it's like this case of Beirer, where you're doing it right before you're about to eat it, right before you're about to drink, which is mutter. So
Obviously, you don't have the wine in your mouth already. You have your wine, and maybe in 5 seconds you'll have the wine in your mouth. Says the Shvi'is HaShabbos, that Lukar would be right. Now, in defense of the Chazon Ish, the Pnei Ari, who want to learn the Ramban the other way, is that more recently, they put out a new Ramban with the Hagois of Rabbi Zalman Meltzer. So he told me the Sefer is maybe, 30 years old. So when Rabbi Zalman wrote his notes on this Ramban. And on that page in the Ramban, he says, the Ramban must be talking about on Yom Tov, not on Shabbos. And his argument is, because you know the Ramban never lets you take Pselus from Eichel, right? That was Ramban's argument on Taisus. You never could engage in the Pselus, only in the Eichel, because as soon as you engage in the Pselus, that's a Ma'is of Breira. I can't turn that into a Ma'is Achila. So he says, must be he's talking about on Yom Tov, and so that's the way the Chazon Ish obviously also would have to defend himself for that Ramban. But nonetheless, the way we have the Ramban and our version of the Ramban, it seems we also would be approved to the Bialacha's way of learning.
I think that last, this is all in the, but I think that last piece of the Ramban could be understood differently also. The last piece is saying that just you have to be involved in that which is mutter, right? What he's saying there clearly is that he said, I forget the Lashon, he said both of them, this is talking about Tosos. He's saying, I agree. Sometimes the Tosos is braver. Sometimes Tosos with Ochel is braver. You have to be involved in that which is mutter, meaning that not just in the Oichel, but that's Derech Achila. I mean, there, what he's trying to say is that's the Derech Achila head.
Right, but the only difference is that Ramban is talking about when you're doing it alto, meaning, let's say, a half hour before the Suda.
No, not as a proof for the... I'm not saying as an absolute proof for the Mishabura. All I'm saying is that he's not saying that it's only because you do the opening of the Tosos. There he's talking about what's the heter. It's not Shino, it's Derech Achila.
Right.
So the Mishabura can build on that.
Oh, I see.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
It doesn't lock out the Mishabura's approach.
Right, that's right, that's right. Yeah. Now, we have to see, the Bialacha seems to say there's another Rishon which disagrees with the Ramban. And that's the Rush. What? Chuvah's the Rush?
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you want to know the that's the Bialacha. But the bottom line here is the Shvi'is HaShabbos brings this Pnei Ari, which argued in the Mishnah Berurah, brings the proof of the Ramban to the Mishnah Berurah. In the end, this is his conclusion about this, because it's a very practical case. This is his conclusion. He says, Lamaisa, you have, it seems from the Bialacha goes with the Ramban, you have the Maria Bolafia says it's mutter, it seems the Ramban says it's mutter. Someone who's machmir, this says, you're about to eat a piece of watermelon to flick out that pit, or to take that piece of the bone out of the fish and put it in your mouth right before you're about to eat it. Hamachmir tovil bracha. Hoyel denavim ipumo daani gavi ravi agav morcha benet v'amay mamordechai u'mareinu agonetzal mistavitzk. There's several achrenim which seem to go with the Chazon Ish's approach, and there's no heter here. V'chein shamanu v'pchaim. This is where you wanted to No, where the gefilte fish came from. He says, "V'chein shemanu, shenoygim hagedelim hamedachdikim, v'agoyin Rabbi Yosef day mibrisk the Beis Halevi nizalech b'Shabbos kodesh dogim umuloyim davke b'loyatzamois." They used to make fish without bones. Essentially, they used to make this gefilte fish for this purpose, in order to avoid the bayrim. The Beis Halevi, if they were given fish with bones, he would eat the bones also. Because to avoid the problem of Bayer, that's what he would do.
Just say
what?
I'll just go to the liver.
Tell him other that
he didn't have to eat the fish. He was a brisket, so he ate the fish.
That's what they served. You know, that's what they served.
The Chazon Ish agrees that for a kid you can take it out. If it's EF should be getting out there, then you might be able to take it out, right? He's saying that the kid's going to choke on bones. If the kid's going to choke on bones, you might be able to pull it out. Because that's because of sakana. So once you define as Yavshu being an after, then the Chazon Ish is already now saying that's Derech Achil. Right? I'm not so sure the Chazon Ish disagrees with that particular, with that particular. If for a kid or for an old person who's going to choke on the bones, you couldn't pull it out. Is it already, the question is that classified as Yavshu being an after? You had a fish where
I don't think so.
No, but if you had a fish,
I don't think so.
If you had such a fish, this EF Shabinyanah, there was no other way to eat it except to fuck
the bug. I think you would be hard pressed to find such a case, because most of the time you would still be able to pull off the oichel of fish and then put it on a separate place for the kid to eat. Even the watermelon, you can do with this fork and a knife, you can cut. The peel is impossible.
I'll be set up.
Huh?
This kind of thing may be appropriate
to
do that, rather than...
Pull out the things.
Or take Eichelim off, so I mean,
there are...
Yeah.
That's not, you have to say that's not their Eichelim. Yeah, that's a Kasha Stam, and the whole Halach in the Ramah. You have to say that,
And even there... Charles, but why did the Beis Halevi not just take the bones out of his mouth afterwards? Because even everybody is going to be mad.
Right. Good. It's a good time. Right. He could have done that. He could have pulled it out of his mouth.
I'm remembering, right. But I can't remember where. Rav Moshe also holds like a chazon. Rav Moshe named him Kuf Kaftav, or someone that, I forget the case, he also says you need Yev Shabin Yanachar and Derech Achila, meaning that he also comes out like a chazon.
Yeah, you have to, because he actually, for children, he actually is matir.
No,
to take it out.
Now that
he
said that,
he is matir. The truth is, again, most of those who know halacha, they don't pull out the fish before the bones, or they pull out, they'll wipe it up in their mouth, so it'll be considered oichel. The Kafachayim here in Ar Simin actually says, they talk about a case of watermelon. He says, you know, just give a bang to the watermelon, most of it with the pits will fall out. And he says the pits that are like stubborn and still stuck inside, he says, just poke it out before you put it into your mouth. Sounds like also he goes with this hat to the Bi'ar Halacha. So Al Kapanim, for those that do it, you know, and I think the knee jerk reaction of people, you know, about to eat something there, they just take it out without thinking. So I wouldn't, you know, jump out and say, you know, you chayev a chatas, you have to go bring now a chatas, the Bi'ar Halacha, the Haberim said the chayev. You have, in such a case, right before you're about to eat, you have many achrayim, the Chafetz Chaim, the Kafachayim here, very possibly the Ramban, that actually says that's a derech achila, that's a permissible way of eating, and that itself is a good limud zchus on people.
The Mishnah Berurah is even on bigger lyle. He talks about the thing
with
putting the back of the fish. He says,
there's
four reasons.
Right, that's the next thing with the Amish Shleim. Saying even this hat that people do, right before, you know, some people, they want to, no one should see them pushing the pit out of the watermelon. According to this, it's really not, there's this yesh al milisma. It's certainly what to rely on in terms of this can be considered derech achila. Okay, we'll have to see. I don't want to just rush into the rush and say what he says, because it's...
But the Russian side, he doesn't talk about putting the map on top of your mouth.
It says
to put it in your mouth?
No, that's the case. It's a sif later. It's a design.
No,
but map on your mouth. We'll see. All right, we'll see that you next week.